Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we do the ahadith with regards to the virtues of tahajjud, but specifically where a person is unable to complete his tahajjud salah, either in total or some part of it. Maybe he had very little time and now he couldn't complete what he would normally complete, his daily routine. What we learn from here also is a mu'min should have some type of ma'mool, some type of practice. It shouldn't be such that a person is just haphazard. One day he wakes up early, one day he wakes up late, one day he reads so much and another he reads so little. So in other words, he has a daily practice, a daily routine. This is part of a mu'min's life, that he does things, but he does it methodically. In other words, he's not haphazard in the way he does things. If he wakes up at a certain time, he wakes up at a certain time. He sleeps at a certain time, he sleeps. Yes, you'll get those instances that due to circumstances it will change. But as a general rule, a person has got some pattern in his life. When he's got a pattern in his life, then it becomes very much easier for him to follow, to practice, and to continue with that practice when he's got some pattern. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib is so meticulous with regards to his pattern, that even if it's a holiday, in other words, the madrasa is closed, it's a holiday, there's no students there also, he'll still maintain his pattern like a normal day. Whatever time he would come to the madrasa in a normal day, even in a holiday he's coming to the madrasa to maintain that pattern of his. If he goes home, for example, at a certain time, even in a holiday he'll go home at that time and he'll be back in the madrasa. He'll maintain his routine like that. And he's so meticulous about maintaining his routine that the whole year he'll wake up one time. It doesn't matter whether it's winter or it's summer. So approximately about 2 o'clock he wakes up the whole year. That's his routine. Not changing because of the weather, not changing because of the rain, not changing because of winter, not changing because of summer. When a person has a routine like this, then it becomes very, very easy for him to keep his life upon istiqamat, upon consistency, because he's got some routine in his life. Allah Pak give us also that routine. So these two ahadith that we'll do today will explain to us that if a person happens to go off his normal routine, how he should make up for that loss that has come in due to that routine now not being maintained. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha fatathu salatu min al-layli min waja'in aw ghayrihi salla min al-nahari 12 raka'atan. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed out the night salah because of illness or some other reason, in other words, that salah that he would read at night, that Qiyamul Layl or the Tahajjud Salah that he would read at night, if for some reason he had to miss it out, he would offer 12 rakats during the day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer 12 rakats salah during the day. Ulama explained that the time that the person should be doing this, now he missed it out, the time that he should be doing this is the time, the best time, the afzal time to do it, is from the time of Ishraq till the time of Chast. It's the best time now to do it, to make up. He missed up the salah, he's making up. And we know that the maximum rakats for tahajjud is 12 rakats. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would make up, he would read 12 rakats for the salah that he missed at night. So easy way is, if we have happened to miss it, don't say now it's gone, finished, that's the end of it. No, person can make up for what he lost. A person when in his business, if he lost some money, he'll try and make up for it. A person has lost something, he'll look for it. So like that, those people that are lovers of Allah Ta'ala, they understand what it means to miss out that tahajjud for that night. For whatever reason, they were sick, they were not well. So now there's a chance. And during the day, a person can make up for it. And this is the best time. And from the next hadith, we learn that a person can make up for it right up till Zuhur Salah. However, this is the best time between Ishraq and Chast. But he can make up for whatever he missed out right up till the time of Zuhur. An Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من نام عن حزبه أو عن شيء منه فقرأه فيما بين صلاة الفجر وصلاة الظهر كتب له كأنما قرأه من الليل. رواه مسلم. حضرت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who sleeps through his habitual worship. من نام عن حزبه, حزبه means that his habitual worship that he does, that his daily routine, this person has now slept through it, has overslept. So one who sleeps through his habitual worship or any part thereof at night, in other words, he slept a little bit extra. He got, but he woke up a little bit late. He only got few minutes only before Subah Sadiq. So it was a much shorter period that he had time for. So a person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that the one who sleeps through his habitual worship, or any part thereof at night, so in other words, he slept some part that he would normally wake up, what should he do? So again, let's go through it. One who sleeps through his habitual worship, or any part thereof at night, and then recites it, now he makes up for it, he recites it between Fajr and Zuhur Salah, it will be recorded for him as if he had read it at night. It will be recorded for him as though he had read it at night. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So easy our deen is made. We just have to apply ourselves and make up for it. Sometimes we think now it's gone, that's the end of it. But here we got a chance, we missed it at night, so we can make it. So whatever worship a person has had and he missed it, now the deen is so easy, it allows for us. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal, to bring in these practices, to create this routine in our life. And once this routine is created in our life, things become very, very easy. And one thing that we have been encouraged, especially in summertime, is that go to sleep early after Isha Salah. Don't waste time after the Isha Salah. Try and sleep early. This will help a person to wake up for tahajjud. This will help a person to wake up early. Cut out all the other dawats and all the other extra things after Isha. See how easy it becomes to wake up in the morning. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. Try and read Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. And not forgetting that there are special moments. We did the hadith recently. Special moments on the day of Jumu'ah wherein du'as are answered. And one of the strong opinion of the ulama is the time before Maghrib Salat. In other words, between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. So therefore, we should try and come at least a little bit early and engage in du'a. There was one musallif, how was it, passed away. I don't know if people remember him. Ashraf Umar. Which I will see him on a Friday. From Asr right up to Maghrib, he'll be sitting in du'a. From Asr time right up to Maghrib, he's sitting in du'a. We can't manage so much. At least we come a little bit early before the Maghrib Salah and engage in du'a. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.